AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise was asked if Republicans have enough votes to pass the funding bills and end the government shutdown.
We always work till the midnight hour to get the votes. And, you know, you never start the process with everybody on board. You work through it. And you could say that with every major bill we pass.
The big issue for Democrats is funding of ICE. President Trump says he plans to lower tariffs against the world's most populous nation. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. In return, the president says he will lower tariffs on Indian goods from 25% to 18%. He'd been pushing Modi for months to stop taking advantage of reduced Russian oil prices. The president's long said he thinks targeting Moscow's oil revenue is the best way to end the war in Ukraine. The agreement with India comes as U.S. negotiators are expected to hold more three-way talks on a war endgame this week in Abu Dhabi. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. says his department will devote $100 million toward a pilot program addressing homelessness and substance abuse in 8 cities.
We need to give him some stability, or her some stability, and from there they can get employment, they can develop relationships, they can develop independence. And then they can move on.
This comes as the Trump administration's actions, including layoffs, have created uncertainty, fear, and logistical challenges for mental health and substance abuse treatment providers around the country. NASA has run into a leak while fueling its new moon rocket in one final make-or-break test before sending astronauts on a lunar fly-around. One person was arrested after a suspected bio lab was found at a home in Las Vegas. This is AP News. The Epstein files are having an impact on Britain.
He was recently Britain's ambassador to Washington, but his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein cost him that post. Now, Peter Mandelson is facing demands he come clean about his relationship with the late sex offender after new revelations. Mandelson resigned from the governing Labour Party on Sunday following new claims he received payments from Epstein 2 decades ago. Although he denied the claims, Mandelson said he was stepping down to avoid causing what he called further embarrassment. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is urging Mandelson to also resign from the House of Lords. The accusations stem from a trove of more than 3 million pages of documents relating to Epstein released by the U.S. Department of Justice.
The Justice Department says it's taken down several thousand documents and media from the Epstein files that may have inadvertently included victim identifying information. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.